The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Good morning and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you are having a good day. Oh, it's been an early one for me. I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning because I was just on the wonderful Naomi Brockwell's crypto quiz show and I goddamn won it. Sit down. That's right. This guy knows something. I guessed a lot of the questions, but I guessed right. I got the luck of the Australians. Is that even a thing? Probably not. But I'm pretty happy. I won. I don't know what I won. I don't think I won anything. But I come out of it as a winner. So I'm pretty good. I'm pretty tired, but I'm pretty good because 5 o'clock in the morning is an early start when you don't finish until midnight. But who cares? Because the market's sitting there right now. And I want to take you through these. I want to give you what I see. I want to show you exactly what I think is going on right now. Of course, the easiest way to suggest that would be to say we're going sideways. But there's more to read into it than just simply saying we're going sideways, because to say that would be doing the market a complete and utter injustice. You see, what we have here is a series, coffee needed, of higher lows on this daily. I'm just talking about the daily. Just the daily, all right? Just the daily. We've got a series of higher lows pushing up into this level. We've got two tests of resistance. There is no trading opportunities on Bitcoin for me right now, but we're going sideways, but we are creeping higher. Now, what I find interesting is across the top 10, because we often see leaders and laggers in the space. Now, a few months back now, I talked about Stellar Lumens having broken out from its higher low to a higher high well before Bitcoin. And I remember saying, is this the leader? Is Stellar going to be the leader and be the first to pop with everything else following, or are we not going to see this and it'll just be a random event? Now, at the time, it was a leader. The rest of the market did move, and that was when we saw that last run up, that last bit of bullishness as we went towards, I think, the 7,500 level. Now, what's that got to do with anything? Well, I want to show you the leaders and laggers right now. I'll tell you about the leaders and laggers right now. Ethereum, very sideways, not a leader, following Bitcoin, grinding slowly, ever so slowly, gently higher. Bitcoin Cash is in an uptrend, technically speaking, with the higher low, higher high, pulling back into that 500 rough level. Had a bit of a down day today, 2.56% down, but still grinding away sideways. Now, EOS has got a very nice level of resistance starting to form there, and I am watching it very closely because, for me, it might actually represent an absolute doozy of a trading strategy, a Bitcoin breakout for that, for the record. But there is resistance at $6.50 that must be recognized. We've got Cardano also now in the same realm. We've got some resistance there on Cardano. We break that level, and again, we'll see a continuation of upward momentum and the trend to continue, but it's not leading. It's just holding. Stellar Lumens also sitting there consolidating, holding its ground, not doing a great deal. Neo very sideways. And when it comes down to it, we're starting to see a little bit of creeping to the upside on IOTA. Okay, it's nothing major. Look, it really is nothing major. And I've been stalking this for position. I put a video out yesterday to my MarketView members. Now, if you're not on MarketView, you've got until the 20th of October. So what's that? 10 days. If you've not already got a free month on MarketView, get across to the website, get on it, because you get a full month, 6 videos per week, trading videos, content videos, educational videos, my apprentice videos. It's there for free. You can look at what we do, how we do it, and decide whether or not you want to do more with us or less with us or disappear or bag us or do what you will with us. But I'm giving you the opportunity to jump in and have a look. You'll be charged after the first month, so if you don't want to be charged, please just cancel. It says it the whole way through. Be cool. This is how things work, guys. This is the way the world spins. But I'm giving you the chance to have a look and see what it's all about. So go on, do it, because it's pretty cool, and you can see what it's all about, and you can see a lot more content that I do based on my trading. So IOTA was one pulling back into the cradles, and I was looking for a cradle trade. I got the cradle trade. It pulled back in. It happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. And although I was up at 5, I was not up at 3. Thank goodness for that. But IOTA definitely starting to lead the pack a little bit there. Not hugely, but it is starting to see some momentum shifting, a little bit of buying coming in. Ripple still holding its ground. And finally, Litecoin also sitting there holding its ground. Not doing a great deal. But I've got to say right now that the market does look poised for a move. Now, I say it looks poised because we have those higher lows coming in, especially on Bitcoin. But until we break those levels, until we see those higher lows be confirmed as higher lows, with a higher high, it really doesn't mean a great deal. So we remain in a relatively sideways top 10 environment. That being said, it's definitely looking a little bit better from my point of view. Until it breaks, it's nothing more than a point of view. It's nothing more than an observation. We need to wait for that breakout. Look, there have been good opportunities to trade. Don't get me wrong. We've had some great trades over the last week or two. Not as many, actually more in the last week than the two prior. There are opportunities if you know where to look and you know how to look. So, not all is lost because the market is sideways. There's opportunity out there. You just got to know exactly what you're doing and exactly what you're looking for. So, guys, I'm going to be in Dubai on the 24th and 25th of this month. If you're going to be in Dubai, I can't remember what the show is called. It's a big Dubai crypto blockchain, yada, yada, one of those things. If you're going to be there, get in touch. If you're a project and you want to be interviewed or you want to get in contact with us, we'll be there in Dubai. So reach out to my team and let's hear you, see you, meet you, speak to you. And that's great. I'm going to go get a coffee. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.